Welcome to a wonderful edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, the producer and engineer, going on 29 now, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Happy New Year.
29 years old.
Yes,
Religion
I am.
And Rock. Not you, buddy.
I wish.
So interesting, right? We broke through to 2017.
We're
Did you
here,
think you'd be alive in 2017? When I was a kid, 2017 seemed like it was like impossible.
I know.
1975.
It seemed so far away.
I'm like, 2017. You know, forget it. They used to sing songs. End of year, 25. I figured, forget
25.
It. Never
we'll be
gonna happen.
For that, too.
That's amazing, right? Just incredible thing. So, yeah, New Year's. I don't know about you. New Year's for me, a little okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as, you know, the big party animal I used to be.
I was happy
never
to
was a
say
party
that
animal.
I
what
made
I
it
saying?
Until midnight.
You'd make it to midnight?
I made
good,
it
good
to
for
midnight.
You.
That was it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I think it's a nice thing. Yeah, I didn't even make it, to be honest with you, at midnight. I don't make it that far,
yeah.
Sheldon. But at the same time, you know what? I love these opportunities for a new beginning because I think they're a great sense of hope. It's a great moment where we say, all right, we put the year behind us, not because it was the worst year that we ever lived, but at the same time, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything kind of goes behind. We start, we refresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like emptying out your garbage bin on your in your house or on your screen. You know, and we start fresh. There's something great about that. So we have hope as we begin this new year. We have hope as things change and develop. We have a new president coming in. All these things, kind of moments where we say, well, I'm going to hope and pray, and we're going to look to, you know, positive stuff and kind of begin this year in a very positive way. I think that's what 2017 is going to be about. It's going to kind of be finding ourselves and recognizing that we have to work together, and that's such an important part of this new year. This is Pink Floyd, a great one. It's called Time.
Starting gun. song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
How do you mark time? You know, what do you do to actually mark time as time goes on and time passes? It's interesting because a lot of us, you know, I probably don't really mark time that much. I find New Year's Eve, you know, that evening, kind of a reflective evening in a lot of ways. And that's why I don't do a lot, I don't think. I'd like to sit around, kind of think about the day, think about the year, and say, well, how's the Lord blessed me in this year? What's been challenging in the year? And there's something very powerful about that. I think we're called to recognize that that's, you know, how God has called us and challenged us through life. Such an important reality for us to reflect upon. And here's John Lennon. This is called Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting.
John Lennon's album, Just Like Starting Over from Double Fantasy. I remember that album because that was the album that was released after, right after he was assassinated. That was the album he was actually signing for Mark David Chapman the night that he killed him. That was a terrible thing. But anyway, Just Like Starting Over, New Year's gives us that opportunity to start over. And there's lots of opportunities in the life of faith, isn't there, to start over. You know, there's this gift of reconciliation, the sacrament of reconciliation, penance, going to confession. That really is a great opportunity for us to start over. Our Jewish brothers and sisters have a time of atonement, right? There's something beautiful about that, to recognize the power of the ability to start over. Now, in our lives, you know, not everything can actually be a fresh start. No, because we take our history with us, right? So if something's happened in our past that has caused damage or a scar, well, that remains there. But at the same time, we can begin again. We can continue to move on. We can continue to say, I'm not going to let this tag me anymore. You know, I'm going to get beyond this. There was a past hurt. I'm going to move beyond that past hurt. It's not going to stay there. There's something really powerful about that. And I think in our lives, you know, we have to do that because otherwise we become stagnant. Otherwise we kind of become, you know, unable to grow. And I think this is a new time of year where we're called to sort of emulate what God calls us to seek forgiveness, to move on, to be able to grow, take some effort. And maybe we can put that effort together and kind of start over and recognize the power of 2016 and all that entails in our lives. Here's Bad Company. This is called Moving On.
Time is getting tight. I got the people moving.
as bad company. Moving on. You know, in our lives, there is something good about a new year, too, for that reason alone, too. Because I was talking about letting go of some things and everything, but maybe you just want to put the year behind you. You know, and there's something okay about that, too. If this was a year that wasn't the best, you know, you might just want to put it behind you. Say, hey, I'm starting all over again. You know, it's a brand new year, brand new beginning. I'm moving on. Moving on is a great feeling. I think when we can actually state it, when we can actually recognize it and really do it in our lives, it becomes a great moment. It becomes something that's pretty powerful because we recognize that God in our own lives is saying to us, look, don't hang here. Continue to grow. Continue to walk with me. You know, we're never done together. We work together. God and you, we all work together. And there's something as a bigger community, there's something beautiful about that. Like we're called to recognize it in our lives, you know, time and time again, where we're asked to move on. Sometimes we don't want to move on, right? Sometimes it's hard. But I think there are moments like this, like New Year's, where there's this opportunity to say, yeah, I'm turning the page. Like I'm going to kind of move beyond this thing because I don't want to stay in 2015. I don't want to stay in this attitude anymore. I don't want to stay in this situation. I'm going to move on, you know, and I'm going to move on to something else. And I give people a lot of credit who do that. You know, I have some friends who just packed up and they moved, like completely moved. And that's it. I say, we're moving to Florida. And that's it. Like, wow. Like, I don't know if I could do that. But that's that moving on, getting out of the situation, moving into something else and finding success, love, laughter in a new place. You know, that new beginning. We can do that in our own hearts with the help of God. And that really helps in a lot of ways, too. So moving on. I don't know. It's part of our lives that we're called to take a look at all the time, really. Here's the Goo Goo Dolls. This is called Better Days.
Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. 'Cause I don't need boxes wrapped in strings and designer love and empty things. Just a chance that maybe we'll find better days. So take simple where we could live, and something only you can give, and that's faith and trust and peace while we're alive. And the one poor child who saved this world, and there's 10 million more who probably could if we all just stopped and said a prayer for them. So take these words and sing aloud, 'cause everyone is forgiven now, 'cause tonight's the night the world begins again.
Are you praying for better days in 2016? You know, most of us do, right? We pray that, you know, every year gets a little better. But you know what? Every year has a little bit of struggle. Every year has a little bit of anger. Every year has a little bit of hurt. And my prayer for you, and I hope yours for me, is that every prayer has a ton of laughter and has a ton of joy and has a ton of satisfaction and affirmation, because I think that's what God wants in our lives. You know, there's never going to be a perfect year, right? There's always going to be some struggle. There's always going to be some issues. But the reality is that ultimately we hope for peace. We hope for joy. We hope for affirmation in such a way that we realize we're doing the right thing. I think that's the better days we're looking for. That's the better days that this world really needs, a world where, you know, people can live in peace with one another and not be the same, right? What a great gift that is. It's so easy for me to say. It's so hard for us to do. And yet that's part of the reality. You know, better days where we care about one another a little bit more on the road than we usually do. All of those things add up, and I think they make a big difference. So it's important to see. It's there waiting for us, but it's up to us to kind of initiate. So better days are there. Yeah, but it's up to us. It's sort of like an inside and outside job. We have to really work on our own personal spirituality to have those better days. And it's worth the effort, obviously, because it's going to bring us hope and it's going to bring us joy. Here's you too. This is New Year's Day. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlaughan. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're celebrating New Year's Day. You two singing about that. Yeah, well, New Year's is that new beginning. It's that fresh start where we're called to let go of the past, hang on to the new. And then there's this thing called resolutions, right? You know, the New Year's resolution. You know, when I go to the gym this week, it'll be packed for a couple of weeks. And that's all well and good, by the way. Great A for effort for everybody. But I think it's about the steadfastness, right? God calls us to be steadfast people. I think part of our prayer this day is to help, you know, us to see that we want to be steadfast. Like we need God's help to be steadfast in our commitments. And so if it's the kind of thing where you say, this is the year I'm going to join a 12-step program, we need God's help. We need that higher power before we can even walk in the door, right? Because the higher power is what helps us. That's what keeps us going. And I think in our lives, whether it's a diet, whether it's exercise, whether it's being more patient, whatever your challenge is that you really want to ask God's help with this year, it's about that persistence. It's about really being in there day in and day out and recognizing the power of that commitment that really calls us to see that, yeah, you know what? It's going to take a lot. I'm not going to change overnight. But in that commitment, I'm going to really recognize that I can be a better person and this can be a better year because of that work that I'm going to do with God's help in my own life. Here's Steely Dan. This is called Reeling in the Years.
That you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away?
Time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend in the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Have you had enough of mine?
When's the last time you looked through the family photo album? You know, I did it just recently because my mom, I'll tell you, it's such a beautiful thing. She scanned all the family photos and then gave all of us memory sticks, which is unbelievable, with all of the family photos, thousands of them literally on there. And it's really amazing to kind of look back at them. They're all in a Dropbox now for me, you know. And now and then I pull them up while I'm on the phone or something like that. And it's just great to look at the pictures and you say, wow, what a great, you know, great memories. What a great life. It's just been so filled with blessings, you know. And I think if we look back on those photos, we look back on our lives, you can say, wow, the years have really gone by. You know, we've passed through a number of years together, haven't we? But in the midst of that, you know what? There's something very powerful happening here, that our lives are changing. We're growing. We're developing. And there's something very important about that. You know, I think there's something really tremendous about that. Not long ago, I met Bob McGrath. Now, Bob McGrath might not ring a bell to you, but that was Bob in Sesame Street. He lived on Sesame Street. Bob used to sing, "Who are the people in your neighborhood?" You remember him? And you know what? It's amazing when you see, like, Bob's 80, I think he's 84 years old now, you know? But you look back and I couldn't help but think of being a little boy, you know? And I couldn't help but think of watching Sesame Street with my sister and the joys that came from all of that. So the years pass, they go by, but we have these beautiful reminders, the family photo albums, the people we bunk into that help us to remember we've been living and are living a blessed and graced life. And we're called to be grateful to God for that. Sure, it has struggles, but we've been really blessed, and that's what matters. Here's Dave Matthews, "Where Are You Going?"
Where are you going with your long face pulling down? Don't hide away like an ocean that you can't see, but you can smell and the sound of waves crash down. I am no Superman. I have no reasons for you. I am no hero, oh, that's for sure. But I do know one thing. It's where you are. It's where I belong. I do know. Where I wanna be, where are you going? Where do you go? Are you looking for answers to questions under the stars? Well, if along the way you are growing weary, you can rest with me until a brighter day in your old.
Good question to ask ourselves every now and then, right? Where are we going? Where are we heading in life? And it takes a little reflection to do that. I find New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, great times to do that, to reflect on our lives, where we've been, how things are going, what's to come. And a lot of it, of course, is mystery, right? We're caught up in mystery because we don't know exactly what the year is going to look like. But we certainly can look back and be grateful for what's happened and ask God to be with us in the road that lies ahead. There's something powerful about that. All of us will have to make decisions in the next year, right? How do you make decisions? Do you just roll the dice? Or do you really think? Do you talk to people who matter? Do you pray about it a little bit and kind of boil it all down and weigh it all out and make a decision based in prayer, in consultation with those we love, and also a little bit with our gut, because I think that's where the Holy Spirit is. You know, a little bit of gut action is good, too. That helps us to decide where we are going, to discover where we're going and understand, you know, where God has pushed us and brought us. And that's all part of vocation. You know, that means calling, where we've been called to be, you know, called to marriage, called to priesthood. That calling matters so, so much in our lives. And it takes reflection. It takes work to know what vocation is about. And that's that, where are we going, you know? And God gives us direction. Jesus is there to give us some space and thought and some prayer to him and give us some direction. But ultimately in our lives, you know what? We have to do it. We have to be people who kind of do that direction on our own and say, all right, I got a hunch. I, after talking and after praying, this is where I want to go. That's such an important reality in our lives. And New Year's is that perfect opportunity to start that conversation and that thought pattern, really. Here's John Mellencamp. Check it out. John Mellencamp. Check it out. You know, that's part of exploring, and I think there's part of every year that has some exploring to it, right? I think about, you know, some of my highlights from the year before. I've gotten into some new things which were interesting to take a look at in the last year, and I think hopefully this year it continues to happen. Are you an explorer? Are you somebody who likes new things? Or do you like things to remain exactly the same? Much of my life, that is true. But when something new happens, I don't know, sometimes it's about looking at it as an opportunity, right? And say, you know what? I could do this. Like, something different could happen, and I say, all right, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can, you know, go to this new vacation place or something I've never done before, you know? Last year, really, I didn't do any vacation with my friends or anything. We just kind of hung around. But this year, I'm hoping to get away a little bit more, hoping to say, you know, maybe we go someplace. It's kind of a good thing to do that, to kind of check out new spaces and new places. In our lives, we can do the same kind of thing. Are you a person who goes to the same restaurant all the time, like me? You know, it's good to check out some new places, try out something different. And I think in our lives, it's that stretching, reading a different author. You know, what a great thing that is, right? To be able to read a different author when you steady kind of read one author, but to read somebody else. When's the last time you read a novel? That alone can be a stretch, right? There's something kind of good about that. You know, with all of the stuff we have now to be able to read on our tablets and on our phones, what a great gift to feed our minds, even with a novel. What a great gift that is, right? I usually do that once a year, you know, during my vacation week or two, but there's something good about doing that all year long, kind of working at a novel and enjoying that, reading something fun. You know, there's something good about that. So all of that, I think, helps us to kind of be stretched and kind of do some new things. And that can be a great opportunity for us spiritually, but also just mentally in the midst of a new year. Hey, here's Foreigner. This is called Feels Like the First Time. Sometimes we're in a situation, even when we've done something a million times before, and you have something, or you eat something, or you're in the presence of somebody, and you say, wow, this is so great. Like, you just get this moment that it's just so terrific. I remember I went back recently to a restaurant in Brooklyn, New York, where I haven't been in probably 30 years. And to sit there and to have baked clams there again that I had 30 years ago. I brought back all my friends, brought back all the memories of being, you know, a younger guy having fun and a young priest. You know, there was something really beautiful about it. I think now and then we get those moments, right? Those step back in time moments. And I think New Year's does that to us. It kind of gives us that opportunity to look back and say, wow, how blessed I've been, how wonderful this life has been. And maybe today's your day to spend a moment in thanksgiving to God, you know, and to thank God for the gift of the new year, but also to ask God to help us to be with him and with his spirit throughout the year so that whatever happens, you know, we're kind of not lost. We know that he's with us no matter what. And when we have those first time moments, wow, it's all about gratitude. That's what changes everything. Here's George Harrison. This one's called Ding Dong, Ding Dong.
False street.
So ultimately, a happy new year for us all, right? That's what we pray for. We ask God to be with us throughout this new year and to recognize that, you know, no matter what happens, God's going to get us through. And ultimately in our lives, you know, we walk with God, and that's a moment of hope. So hopefully 2016 is that, you know? It's that great moment of hope that calls us to recognize the power of every single year of our lives and the fact that this is going to be a good one, too. So maybe it's a great day to say a prayer of thanksgiving, and say a prayer for our country, our world, and even our family and our friends, that it'll be a year filled with His grace, and we'll recognize the power of what's going on all around us. Because one of the things I have learned throughout my many years alive is that God is definitely with us in mysterious ways and in beautiful ways. And if we recognize that, it makes a lot of sense when we enter into something new and we recognize the power of God all around us. So celebrate the new year, you know, toast with a little orange juice today and say, let's make it a great year. Let's make it a beautiful year, and especially one filled with hope. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the 2016 baby, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and a happy new year. And don't forget, say a prayer.